我们今天我们思想的题目是新的开始，新的主人。
And the topic today is a fresh start, a new master.
首先，也祝愿弟兄姊妹朋友们新年好。
First of all, I wish everyone, brothers and sisters, a happy new year.
这是一个新的开始。
This is a fresh start.
所以，不仅是新的一年啊，圣经也告诉我们，每一天都是新的。
Now, every new year is a new start, and the Bible tells us every day is a new start.
带来新的盼望，带来我们新的期望。但是对我们基督徒来说，我们要知道，我们从罪恶当中被神拯救出来，那么我们成为神的奴仆。
And it gives us new hope and new expectations. But for us Christians, we should know that we have been saved and delivered from sin, and we become slaves of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and read the scriptures on the screen.
我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。我们一起来读罗马书的第六章，我们从第二十节读到第二十三节。罗马书六章二十节起。因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义束缚了，约束了。你现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，在这个世界上来寻找、来拯救我们这些罪人。
Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, to come and seek and deliver us.
让我们这本是没有指望、没有盼望的注定沉沦灭亡的罪人，让我们因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们得到新的生命，我们得到新的指望、新的盼望。
And we were hopeless and we were sinners, and because of we believe in the Lord Jesus, and we have a new hope and new expectation.
我们从前我们都是罪的奴仆，我们在罪的压制下面、捆绑下面，但是我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们今天成了神的儿女，我们成了神的仆人。
And we were bounded in the bondage of sin and were slaves of sin. And when we were children of God, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, and we become slaves of God.
愿圣灵光照带领我们，让我们这些蒙恩得救的人乃是更加的清楚明白神的心意，让我们做合神心意的人。
And may Holy Spirit light us so that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will be a person in the will of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，光照带领我们，让我们从世界上各样的黑暗谎言当中摆脱，让我们进入神真理的光明自由当中。
May the word of God become a lamp to my feet and a light on my path, so that we be away from the lies of the world and enter into the light of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
每到新的一年呢，我们都期望新的一年比过去的一年会更加好一点。
Every new year we expect and we hope that the new year will be a little better than last year.
但是当我们回顾刚刚过去的2025年，当我们展望我们迎接刚刚来到的2026年，我们会发现这个世界好像没有变得好一点。是变得好像是更糟糕了。
But when we looked at the past of 2025, and we're looking forward to the year of 2026, it seems that the world hasn't improved; it became worse.
像圣经告诉我们，日光之下并无新事。
The Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun.
我们看人与人之间的这个仇恨呐，越来越加深。
And we see the hatred between people deepening.
我们也看到国家与国家之间的这种争斗啊，也是越来越加深。
We see the conflicts and confrontations between nations are intensifying.
越来越多的战争爆发啊，在欧洲啊，在中东，在亚洲，现在又蔓延到南美。
And more wars are breaking out in Europe, in Mid East, and in Asia, and now it's spreading to South America.
我们看见千百年来人类的历史，有人就说就是一个战争史。
Thousands of years, and people said the human history is a history of wars.
尤其是到现在，我们会看见很多很多国家都在增加他们的军费开支。
Especially nowadays, we see many countries are increasing their military expenditure.
虽然他们的经济可能在衰退，人民的生活可能在下降，但是他们依然在增加军事开支。
Even though the economies are declining and the people's lives have become difficult and still are increasing their military expenditure.
我们也会看见，一些国家就是炫耀武力，炫耀它的军事机器，要么通过战争啊，要么通过演习啊。
And some countries are showing off their military powers either through wars or military exercises.
来恐吓别国，来夺取利益，国攻打国，民攻打民，暴力、战争、流血、死亡。
To intimidate other nations and to gain their benefits, and nation against nation, people against the people, and the violence, bloodshedding, killing, and.
那么，我们人类好像似乎也在似乎要摆脱这种罪恶痛苦的循环，去发展新的科技呀，去。发展什么新的文明啊，去改革政治啊，什么改良改革政府啊，什么。
And people have been trying to get rid of such a painful cycle by developing new technologies and new civilizations and to improve the political systems and the governments.
但是这一切尝试过后，到了2026年，我们看见人又回到老路上去，还是靠拳头说话，还是靠暴力说话。
And after all these attempts, we see that 2026 and may have come back to the old way of speaking by their fist, by their power.
好像一切最后就是要靠武力，靠战争。那么在这之前的一切都是没用，都是徒劳。
It seems that everything will end in wars, and every attempts seem to be in vain.
我最近呢就看到一段话，描述啊，在非洲大地上，他们是怎么来描述战争。
Recently, I read words about how people describe wars in the African continent.
他就说呢，战争打到最后，谁会赢呢
？And people ask, who will win when the war is about to end?
他说：“不是政府军，不是那些反叛军，是苍蝇。
It's not the government army, it's not the rebels, it's the flies.
苍蝇为什么会成为战争最后的胜利者呢
？Why are flies become the victor of the wars？
那非洲大地上的人就会告诉你，因为他们那里基本上天天都有战争战乱呢。”
African people would tell you because there are wars every day in their lands.
他说啊，战争啊，一切的战争，最终人会被打死，尸体会被吃掉，先是狼来吃，后是狗来吃。
And they would tell you that all the wars will end, that people will be killed and their bodies will be eaten first by the wolves and then by the dogs.
然后最后来吃的是苍蝇。
And finally by the flies.
他说：“苍蝇啊，你子弹打不到它，你炮弹打不到它。”
And the flies cannot be hit by those shells.
所以苍蝇是最后的战争的胜利者。
So the flies are the victor of the wars.
苍蝇是这个战争最后的最终得益者，因为从尸体上面收获了无数的食物。
Flies are the benefactor of all the wars because they have all the supplies of the food from the dead bodies.
这不仅仅是 对战争的一种嘲笑啊，这就是战争的真相啊。
This is not only a ridicule of the war, this is the truth about the war.
战争不会产生什么真正的胜利者，战争只会在酝酿下一场的战争。
Wars will not bring forth a real victor, it will only lead to another war.
所有的所谓战争的胜利者，不是说苍蝇啊，所有的所谓战争的胜利者都是昙花一现，真正留下来的呢，就是痛苦，就是仇恨。
And all the wars, all the victors of so-called victors of the war, not talk about flies, but like fleeting, like flowers, and what's left is only pains and suffering, the hatred.
而所谓战争的胜利者，其实很多时候就像苍蝇一样，不过是在战败者的尸体上面去获取利益。
And the so-called victor of the war is just like the flies, but having their benefits on the corpses of the wars.
如果说苍蝇是一切战争的最终的胜利者，那么至少有一点，苍蝇跟所谓人类的战争胜利者是不同的。
We see flies are the final victor of the wars. At least one point, there's difference between the flies and the human victor.
苍蝇赢了所有的战争，它活到最后，它去有食物吃。
The flies won all the battles, and they are the victors, and they had the food.
但是苍蝇不会说我是正义的。
But they would never claim that they are righteous.
但是人类战争的胜利者，他会说自己是正义的。
But the human victor of wars will claim that they are just and righteous.
那正义成了什么呢？正义就成了所谓战争胜利者的权利了。
And justice is a right for those victors of the war.
你打赢了，你是正义。
If you win, you are just.
你输了，你邪恶。
If you lose, you are evil.
正义者有权拥有一切。
The just, the righteous are entitled to all.
或者说胜利者有权拥有一切。
Or the victor has all.
还接受人们的尊崇。
And they receive the praise and adoration from people.
战争的失败者失去一切。
The loser of the war lost everything.
还被人嘲笑羞辱，你邪恶的失败者。
Mocked and ridiculed to be losers and defeated.
很多年前呢，有一个日本电视剧非常受欢迎，评分也很高啊。
Many years ago, there was a very popular Japanese TV drama, which has a very high rating.
这个日本电视剧的名字叫《胜者即正义》。
The TV drama title is The Winner is Justice.
什么是正义啊？胜了。你就是正义。
What is justice? If you win, you have justice.
讲的是一个很厉害的律师啊，他用各种办法，反正他最后他把官司赢了。
And tells about the story of a very brilliant lawyer and use all kinds of ways to win his cases.
为什么如此受欢迎的这个剧呢？因为它反映出我们世人的心声呐、啊。你胜了。你就是正义，你败了，你就是邪恶。
The TV drama was so popular because it reflects the hearts of people. If you win, you're just, and if you lose, you're evil.
到底什么是正义，什么是邪恶？很简单，看他能不能赢。
What is just and what is evil? It's very simple to see if he could win.
所以我们就明白为什么今天这个世界是越来越多的战争，越来越多国家去要发展自己的武力，越来越。一些国家越来越去炫耀自己的武力，为什么会这样呢？
It is why people are there are more and more wars and more countries are trying to develop their military power and many countries are showing off their military powers.
为什么军火是这个世界上最赚钱的商品？
Why arms are the most profitable business in the world?
为什么战争带来那么多的痛苦，但是战争却一再的发生，一再的发生？
When the wars has brought so many pains to the world, but it happened again and again.
人不是到现在才崇拜暴力，崇拜武力，人从堕落犯罪一开始，人就是这样。
Not only nowadays people admire the force and violence, and from the beginning of human beings, it is the case.
我们看到亚当，他的七代孙拉麦，他可以说人类历史上第一个写了一首歌是暴力，就赞颂暴力的赞歌。
And we see the seventh generation of Adam, the Lamech, has written praise to celebrate and glorify the wars and killing.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下啊。
Read your scriptures on the screen.
拉麦对他两个妻子说，亚大喜拉，听我的声音。拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。我们看见拉麦这个人呢，他违背神的心意，违背神设立一夫一妻的婚姻，他娶两个妻子。
We know the Lamech has violated the marriage system, the monogamous marriage system that God has established.
当他对他的妻子来说这番话的时候，我们就可以看到他身上那个洋洋得意的那个神情呢。
He had two wives, and when he was speaking those words, and we can see his pride.
我们都可以看见他的两个妻子对他那种崇拜的目光。
It seems that we can see the looks of admiration from his wives.
崇拜他什么
？What did they admire him for?
崇拜他够狠、够强，崇拜他够武力、够暴力。
They admire that he is strong enough and he's powerful enough and brutal enough.
那么在拉麦之后呢，又有一位。世人心目中的英雄。
And after Lamech, there's another hero in the eyes of people.
林怒。
Nimrod.
他被世人所崇拜啊。
And he was admired by people at that time.
他一定是战胜了无数的敌人，才能收获世人对他的崇拜。
He must have conquered and defeated many of his enemies, and so that he could receive many admiration from people.
那这个所谓的世人的领袖英雄，他到底做一件什么事情呢？圣经记下来，他带领世人修建巴别塔。
What did this so-called hero of that time do? And the Bible records that he led the people at that time to build the Tower of Babel.
他说：“来吧，我们又要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，我要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。”
And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth."
那个塔顶通天的巴别塔，就是当时的世人的领袖林怒带领世人建造的。
The Tower of Babel, whose top is reaching the heavens, was led by Nimrod. To build.
他建筑塔的目的是什么呢？不是传扬神的名，传扬人的名，传扬自己的名。
They build that tower not to proclaim the name of God, but to make a name for themselves.
林怒这个名字在希伯来原文当中就是悖逆者的意思。
The name Nimrod in the Hebrew language was meaning rebel.
他的所作所为真的就符合他这个名字。
What he did is in accordance with the meaning of the name.
林怒带领人造巴别塔，就是要把神从至高之处拉下来，人要坐上去。
And Nimrod led people to build a tower of Babel is to bring down the God from the throne and they sit there by themselves.
世人推崇拉麦，世人推崇林怒，世人尊崇他们，世人就是在推崇强权，推崇暴力，就是在高抬人，在藐视神。
And the people admires and they embrace Lamech and Nimrod, and they are trying to exalt the violence and the power, and they are exalting men.
直到今天也是这样。
And it's same today.
你要击败别人，你要得胜，你就是正义的；你失败了，你就是邪恶。
If you defeat your others and you win, you are just. If you lose, you are evil.
只要你能赢，你做什么都是对的。
As long as you can win, whatever you do is right.
你输了，什么都是错的。
If you lose, whatever you do is mistake.
我甚至看到有些人，他支持他们心目中的政治领袖，他穿一个 T 恤在身上，他说我不在乎，他是他很难听的名字啊，我不在乎他是这样的人，我就支持他。
I even saw some people wear a T-shirt supporting the political figure, and it writes, "I don't care. He's such a is a not a good word. But I don't care what kind of person he is. I will support him."
为什么呢
？Why?
他能赢。
Because he can win.
他够狠。
He is cruel enough.
他就正义。
And he is just.
这是堕落犯罪的人落在罪恶当中被魔鬼撒旦的谎言所蒙蔽了。
And it is a fallen people, they have been deceived by the lies of Satan.
人自从堕落犯罪以来就是要高抬自己，要自己做神，那怎么样呢？就无法避免的要走向战争、暴力、杀戮、流血这样的一条道路上去。
And
要证明自己的力量啊。
Since the fall of man, they are trying to exalt themselves and they want to be the Lord of themselves and they want to be God. And the inevitable path is they walk into the path of admiring the false and violence.
We saw
that Adam's older son killed his brother.
We saw that 上帝不是喜欢这个亚当的小儿子吗？
And God loved the younger son of Adam.
大儿子很生气啊。
The older son was very angry.
大儿子第一个反应是什么呢
？What his first response?
反应他的愤怒，他的愤怒最后就是他的暴行。
And he was furious, and it leads to his violence.
就是杀戮，就是流血。
And it's killing and it's blood shedding.
到最后就是战争。
And then leads to wars.
他觉得我彰显了我的力量啊。
And I show my power.
上帝。你又怎样
？God, what can you do?
啊，所以这种所谓啊，胜者即正义，完全是堕落犯罪的人成为罪的奴仆的一种口号。
And so this winner is justice is but the slogan of those people who have fallen and become the slaves of sin.
那么人越来越背逆神，人越来越自己要做神，那么人就要去推崇暴力啊，推崇武力。那人还要做一件什么事情呢
？And when people are exalting themselves and they are admiring those violence, or what will they do?
他还要去寻找敌人。
And they're seeking their enemies.
我找到敌人，我打败他，我证明我有力量啊，对不对
？As long as I find my enemies and I defeated him, and it will show my power.
所以我们会看到今天世界上的媒体，世界上各种声音在告诉我们什么
？So what are the media today's social media trying to tell us?
告诉你看他们是我们的敌人呐、啊。
They're telling us they are our enemies.
他们是多么的邪恶，他们是多么的败坏。我们打败他们，我们一切的问题都解决了。
How evil they are, how corrupt they are. If we defeat them and conquer them, all our problems will be solved.
我们的这一切的问题，一切问题都是他们造成的。
All our problems are caused by them.
他们是我们的敌人。
They are our enemies.
我们看今天世界的谎言，世界的媒体是不是？这告诉我们这件事情，反复的告诉我们这件事情。
It seems that the media today are trying to tell us this thing.
然后人就被贴上不同的标签，然后彼此为敌，彼此为敌。
And people are labeled in different ways, and they become enemies with each other.
彼此相咬相吞，圣经说相咬相吞。
And they are biting and devouring each other, as the Bible said.
我们总觉得我们要。证明自己是得胜者，我们找了点击败他啊！我就是正义啊！是邪恶的人，是他挑动战争的。
We're trying to prove that if we win, we are just, and it is the evil one who caused the war.
但是圣经却说什么呢？圣经说那些争斗、那些战争、那些斗殴到底怎么发生呢？
But what did the Bible say? What does the war come from?
不是从你们白体中战斗的私欲来的吗？
It doesn't come from the sinful pleasure inside of you.
世界的谎言、世界的各种声音、媒体告诉我们啊，谁谁谁是我们的敌人啊，我们要击败他。但圣经却告诉我们，我们去争斗，我们去战争，谁是我们的敌人？我们自己的私欲。我们自己的私欲发动了这一切，不是什么外面谁谁谁的哪个敌人。
And all the voices of, from the media telling us who are our enemies, but the Bible tells us it is not the things from outside, it is our sinful desire inside us who caused all this.
所以在我们今天一开始所读的罗马书的经文就告诉我们，当我们还做罪的奴仆的时候，我们不被义约束。
So the scriptures we read at the beginning, the book of Romans said, when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness.
当我们看到不被义约束的时候，你看到一个什么样的人？他不被义约束。
What kind of people is free in regard to righteousness?
撒谎的、小偷、骗人、强盗，到了极端的地步，他完全不被义约束，他做什么？
And the thieves and the robbers and those deceivers and they have done the bad things to extend they are free from all righteousness.
如果说堕落的亚当夏娃当他们离开伊甸园的时候，他们对上帝还有一丝丝敬畏，但是到他们的孩子该隐，他受上帝话语的这种约束吗？
If we say that Adam and Eve, when they left the Garden of Eden, they probably had a little bit of sense of fear toward God, but their children, the Cain, he have any fear toward God?
他对上帝变脸色，他对上帝愤怒，结果他这种变脸色愤怒，最后表现在他的行为上，他不受任何的神的旨意，神话语的约束，他要杀人。
And when he turned his face against God, and when he became angry, and he was no longer constrained by God, and he did whatever he wanted.
他要征战，他要斗殴，他要杀戮，从哪里来？从他自己的私欲来。
And he will fight, he will have wars. All this comes from the desires of pleasure inside of him.
不是他的弟弟是他的敌人，他自己心中的私欲是他的。
His younger brother was not his enemy. His sinful desires was his enemy.
这就是一个不受义约束，在罪中做奴仆的人。他觉得自己是为所欲为，谁都管不了我。但是他真实的光景是什么？他是罪的奴仆。
This is such a people who were slaves of sin and not free of, in regard to righteousness. And he thought that he could do whatever he do, but he is but a slave of sin.
他是被魔鬼控制，他是被罪控制的人，他没有什么自由，他自以为自己任意行事，其实不是的。
He was controlled by sin. He was controlled by Satan, and he thought that he could do whatever he do, but he was not controlled. Was not in control.
那么接下来圣经说什么呢？你们现今看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。
The Bible continued to say that what fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death.
那这句话就是说，那你们这些已经信靠耶稣蒙恩得救的人，你们再回头去看你们以前做罪的奴仆的时候，你们做的那些事情。
It means that you who have believed in the Lord Jesus and when you look back of theThose things you have done when you were slaves of sin.
你们会觉得什么？
What would you say?
你会觉得很羞耻，是不是？
You will feel ashamed of those things.
当你做罪的奴仆的时候，你以炫耀暴力为荣，你以夸耀自己，我能骗，我能抢，我能偷，你以这些为荣的。当你做罪的奴仆的时候。
When you were slaves of sin, you were boasting your violence, your deceiving power, all those corrupted things. You are proud of those things.
但是当你信靠主耶稣基督之后，你再看你以前做的那些你曾经夸口的事情，你觉得很羞耻啊。
But when you believe in the Lord Jesus and when you look back to those things once you were proud of, you feel ashamed of them now.
然后你在想那些事情最终带来的结果是什么？就是死亡。
And you consider the consequence of those things, the end of those things is death.
那些背逆神的人，那些要自己要成为至高者的那些拉麦们，那些邻路们，那么说口里说着胜者为王，败者为寇，胜利就是正义的那些人。
Those people who trying to exalt themselves, people like Lamech and Nerum, and those who are uplifting things like the victor as a king, and the losers are condemned, and the victory is righteous.
那这些人最后带来什么呢？
And what did the people lead to?
带来就是更多的仇恨。更多的争斗，更多的杀戮，更多的战争，最后怎么样？带来的就是死亡。
And they brought more wars and killing and death.
其实这其实也圣经也让我们看到啊，不是什么一个邪恶的领袖把人带到了死亡当中，比如说像拉麦呀，比如说像林路那样。
So the Bible tells that it's not the evil.Political evil leader who leads people to death, like Lamech or Nimrod.
而是人自己的私欲。你心中有这样的私欲，所以你就有这样的领袖。
It is the sinful desires. If you have such a sinful desire, you have such a leader.
然后最终一起走向灭亡。
And you go to destruction together.
当我们背逆神，当我们随从自己的私欲，当我们自高高抬自己，我们要么我们就去成为别人眼中的强者，像拉麦那样，像林木那样。
When we are against God and we follow our sinful desires and exalt ourselves and we become people like Lamech.
你去打，我打胜，我赢啊！我像这样的人。
And if you go to fight, and I can win.
那么，要么我没有办法成为这样的人，我就去跟从这样的人。
If you cannot be such people, I follow such people.
跟从所谓的强者，跟从所谓的这种得胜者。
To follow the so-called strong man and the victor.
但是这些所谓的强者，所谓的胜利者，就这些邻路们，他们在上帝的眼中，他们真实的名字叫什么？叫悖逆者。
But the so-called stronger, the victor, and their names in the eyes of God are called rebels.
最终的结局是什么？就是死，就是灭亡。
The final consequence is destruction.
我们一起来读屏幕上的经文。我们一起看到雅各书一章，我们从十四节读到十五节。
Let the scriptures read scriptures James 1:14-15.
十四节起，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。很多年以前
，many years ago，
那时候我女儿还很小啊，我到幼儿园去接我的女儿。
I picked up my daughter in her kindergarten.
那么我们家长们不能进去的，我们家长们就在这个大门外面拦着哈。
The parents were waiting outside the gate.
然后呢，这个小孩们都已经下课了，然后他们有一点点时间就在外面这个操场上面就玩。
And the school was over, and there was still some time the children could play on the playground.
我看到了，就是有一个稍微就是壮一点的小男孩，把他前面一个稍微矮一点、弱小的一个小男孩一把就从那个滑梯上啊就推下去了。
And I saw a boy seems a little bit strong and.Pushed the one who was a little shorter than him in front of him, and pushed him off the slide.
那看得很吓人的那个，当然还好，那个小男孩没有摔得很惨，但是就是那一下把那个小孩就推下去了。
And fortunately that the boy didn't was not injured, but it looks bad.
那个小霸王男孩啊，就推别人。那个小霸王男孩，他的父亲就在我旁边站着。
And the father of the little bully boy was just standing beside me.
然后我怎么知道呢？因为这个父亲说，就说，你看，你看，那个是我儿子，你看他多威风，那也只有他欺负别人，别人欺负不了他。这个父亲这样讲哎。
I knew this because he was telling everyone that look that boy, how impressive he is, and he could bully others, and no one could bully him.
我听到这个话，我头脑里一看想，哎，这不就是拉麦吗？
And when I heard that word, it reminds me of Lamech.
这不就是林路吗？
This is Nimrod.
他的儿子，这个小霸王长大了，不就是另一个拉麦，另一个林路吗？
When this little bully boy grew up, it is another Nimrod, another Lamech.
他觉得很光荣哎。
He was proud of it.
这是光荣吗？
It is honor or pride.
这是吗？这是羞耻是不是？
It's a shame.
我记得当时很多家长啊，其他的家长脸上的表情可能跟我一样，他们都很震惊，这个父亲这样讲。
I remember the expressions of other parents standing there had the same expression as me. We were very, very shocked.
他们也就明白了，我也明白了，为什么那个小孩那么没有家教，因为他有这样的一个父亲。
We understood why that child was so uneducated because he had such a father.
这就是一个活在罪中的人，一个罪的奴仆，他的荣耀观，他的是非观，这就是他说的，我的拳头够大，我就有荣耀，我就正义。
This is the sense of right and wrong on the view of glory of someone who lives in sin and of those slaves of sins. As long as I have a feast, as long as power.
我欺负比我弱小的人，我得胜，我还是正义，我还得荣耀。
I win when I bully others, the weak, and I have justice.I have glory.
这不是什么荣耀，这是羞耻，这不是什么得胜，这是堕落，这不是什么正义，这是邪恶。
This is not glory, this is shame, and it's not a justice, it's evil.
我们不用去引用圣经上的话，我们就在现实生活中，你去想想你就知道，这个小霸王男孩，小霸王男孩，他如果长大，他不悔改，他最后的结局是什么？
Even we don't have to consider words of God, even in real life, when we can imagine what the little bully boy could grow up into.
他如果一直不悔改，他长大了，他不是什么站在领奖台上，他要坐牢的，他这个样子。
If he didn't repent, and when he grew up, he would not be in the reward podium, and he would be probably put into prison.
其实不仅仅是那个孩子的父亲，不仅仅是有很多很多人，甚至有很多很多说自己是基督徒的人，他们也是这样啊。
Not only the father and many, many people, even some people who claim that they are Christians are like that.
我是神的孩子，那我只有我打别人，那别人不能打我。
I'm the child of God, so I can hit others instead of being hit by others.
那我最强，我最厉害，我最成功，那其他人都要靠边站。
I'm the strongest. I am the most successful, and others stand beside me.
是不是有些说自己是基督徒的人也是这样的呢？也是这样想的。
There are many people who claim to be Christians are like that.
那这时候我们就要问他，那你的主人到底是谁？
And we will ask them, who is your master?
你跟从的，你效法的主人到底是谁？到底是耶稣吗？还是罪？还是你自己的私欲？
Who is the master you are following? Is the Jesus or your sin or your sinful desires?
那么我们今天读的圣经也告诉我们，我们以前在罪中做奴仆的人，我们信靠耶稣之后，我们就成为神的奴仆。
The scriptures we read today that when we have set free from sin and become slaves of God.
那么说的更准确，耶稣基督是我们新的主人了，是我们蒙恩得救的新的主人了。
To be more exact, that Jesus Christ become our new master.
我们要跟从效法耶稣，效法我们的主人，我们要听我们主人的话。
We'll follow and imitate our master, and we'll listen to him.
那耶稣是怎样的呢？
What is Jesus like?
耶稣炫耀他的力量吗？炫耀他的武力吗？
Did Jesus show off his power and his force?
当人来抓耶稣的时候，彼得要拿刀出来反抗。耶稣对他说：“收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。”
When people came to arrest the Lord Jesus, Peter drew his sword to resist. The Lord Jesus stopped and said, "Put your sword in its place. For all who take the sword will perish by the sword."
因为时间的关系啊，我读屏幕上的经文，大家可以看一下，边看也边思想。
For time's sake, I will read the scriptures on the screen, and while you just read through the scriptures and meditate on them.
圣经形容主耶稣，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道，他们不晓得。”因为他们所做的他们不晓得，兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。主耶稣跟那些世人所推崇的那些所谓的得胜者有一点点像吗？
Was Jesus a little bit similar to those victor in the world?
完全不像。
Absolutely not.
主耶稣在当时的犹太人、以色列人眼中看，这就是彻底的失败者呀。
Lord Jesus was probably viewed as a complete loser, in the eyes of those.
你如果是神的孩子，你如果是弥赛亚，你如果是基督，或者说你如果是正义的，你为什么会失败呢
？If you are the Son of God, if you are Messiah, and how can you fail?
这就是世人所信奉的那种魔鬼的谎言，什么强权即正义，什么胜利即真理。完全那是魔鬼的谎言。
And this is what people believed, the lies of the devil, that victory is justice.
而我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们被耶稣的血所赎买拯救回来的人，我们应该跟从谁？
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, when we have been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus, who should we follow?
我们要效法的是耶稣，不是世界上的拉麦和林路。
We should follow Lord Jesus instead of the Lamech or Nimrod in the world. Because only Jesus Christ could lead us to the path of eternal life.
那世界上的林路和拉麦最终带来的就是灭亡。
People like Lamech and Nimrod could only lead to destruction.
德国哲学家尼采说过一句话。
A German philosopher Nietzsche has said such a sentence.
与其从别人那里乞讨，不如把别人打倒，把他的食物抢过来。
Rather than begging others for food, it's better to knock them down and grab their food.
尼采写了一本书，他一开始他就引用耶稣说的著名的话。
Nietzsche has written a book, and at the beginning he quoted Jesus' famous words.
耶稣就说，别人打你右脸，也左脸给他打；别人抢你里衣外衣给他；别人逼你走一里路，你同他走两里路。大家可以看到屏幕上的经文哈。
That the scriptures on the screen.
那么尼采引用这句话呢，尼采就疯狂的嘲笑、挖苦耶稣讲的这段话。
And when Nietzsche quoted the Lord Jesus', words, and he began to mock and criticize extensively on the words of Lord Jesus.
他说这就是奴隶哲学，奴隶道德。
And she said, "This is the philosophy of slaves."
然后尼采就提出他自己的哲学，他自己的理论是什么？
And Nietzsche began to raise his own philosophy. Do you know what it is?
超人哲学，或者说强人哲学。
The philosophy of Superman or strongest man.
那尼采最好的学生、最忠实的崇拜者又是谁呢？很著名的人物。
Do you know the famous person, his best student and admirer?
希特勒。
Hitler.
希特勒。希特勒一看到尼采的书，哎呦，对对对，那种奴隶哲学、奴隶道德丢在一边，我要去。信靠遵从这种强人哲学、超人哲学，结果希特勒怎样？武力啊，暴力啊，杀戮啊，发动战争呢、啊？
And Hitler, when he read Nietzsche's book, and he said that he, those slaves' philosophy should be set aside, and they embraced the Superman philosophy, and what's the result? And they used its violence and power.
不过不仅给这个世界灾难灾难，也给希特勒他自己带来灭亡的结局，在一个地方，就是怎么说呢，可悲的自杀了。
And not only did he brought disaster to this world, and he brought disaster to himself, and in a place, and he and his life with suicide in a shameful way.
我们今天在这个新年的一开始啊，我们更是要思想，我们在耶稣基督里蒙恩得救的人，我们有一个新的身份，我们更有一个新的主人了。
At the beginning of a new year, we have believed in the Lord Jesus, and we have received the salvation, and we think that we not only have a new life, we have a new master.
我们不要再像以前那样，在罪的奴仆，去被这个世界各种各样的谎言所蒙蔽，去效法这个世界上各种所谓的强人、超人哲学。
And we should not be the slaves of the world that we... believe in those lies of the world and to believe in the philosophy of the superman, the strong man.
因为他最终带来的只能是灭亡，没有别的。
Those things will only end in destruction, nothing else.
我们要跟从，要效法我们的主人，因为我们的新的主人耶稣基督用他的宝血洁净拯救了我们。
We should follow and imitate of Lord Jesus, of new master Lord Jesus, because he has saved us, delivered us with his precious blood.
因为只有耶稣才能带领我们走上一条真正永生的路，不是灭亡的路。
Only Jesus could lead us to the path of eternal life instead of the path to destruction.
我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上的经文。如果你有身体不太舒服的，你可以坐着。我们一起看到屏幕上的经文。我们先来读罗马书的第六章，我们从22节读到23节。罗马书六章22节起。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子。 那结局就是永生，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。 你们应当如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。 我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word became flesh, came into the world.
让一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
主耶稣更是在世上用他的言行，用他的生命，向我们来显现一个合神心意的人应该怎样行事为人。
And the Lord Jesus used his words and action to show us a person who could live in the will of God.
让我们这一切信靠他的人、跟从他的人，乃是效法主耶稣基督的样式，跟从主耶稣的脚踪。
So that we who believe in him will follow his steps, follow his examples.
因为只有这样才是走上一条通向永生的路。
Because only this path leads to eternal life.
因为也只有这样才是真正的归荣耀给我们在天上的父，不是让我们在天上的父蒙羞的。
And only in this way can we bring glory to our Heavenly Father instead of put him to shame.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.